श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। गंतराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदन्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितंस्त। नमों विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे। निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तदेशतारिणे मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो गौरव। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवा भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामी नीति नामिने। नमाचार्य पादाय नितय कृपापदाय गौर कथा धामदाय नगर ग्रामदाय। अंतर श्रीमद्भागवतम् समाधिदेवं करुणानिधानं तमालवर्णं सुहितावतारम् अपार संसार समुद्र श्रोतुं भजामहे भागवत स्वरूपं। गंधर्व श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 40। स एव भक्ति योगाख्यम् आत्यन्तिक उदाहृता जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मत भावाय उपपद्यते। स एव भक्ति योगाख्यम् आत्यन्तिक उदाहृतः जेनाति व्रज त्रिगुणम् मद्भावायोपपद्यते स एव भक्तिजगाख्यम् आत्यन्तिक उदाहृतम् जनाति व्रज्य त्रिगुणम् मद्भावायोपपद्यते Word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Word meaning, Sa, this, Eva, indeed, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, Akkaya, cult, Atyantika, the highest platform. Udahrita, explained. Yena, by which. Atibrajya, overcoming. Triguna, the three moods of material nature. Madhavaya, to my transcendental stage. Upapadyate, one attains. Translation. By attaining the highest platform of devotional service, as I have explained, one can overcome the influence of the three moods of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. Purport. It is long purport. Sripad Sankaracharya, who is supposed to be the leader of impersonalist school of philosophers, has admitted in the beginning of his comments on Bhagavad Gita that Narayan, the Supreme Personal Godhead, is beyond the material creations. Except for him, everything is within the material creation. It is also confirmed in the Vedic literature that before the creation there was only Narayan. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva existed. Only Narayan or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu or Krishna, is always in the transcendental position beyond the influence of the material creation. The material qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance cannot affect the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is called Nirguna, free from all things or tinnies of material qualities. Here, the same fact is confirmed by Lord Kapila, one who is situated in pure devotional service is transcendentally situated as is the Lord. Just as the Lord is unaffected by the influence of the material moods, so too are his pure devotees. So one who is not affected by the three moods of material nature is called a liberated soul or Brahmabhuta soul. Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, in the stage of liberation, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body. This is applicable only to the person who constantly engages in the devotional service of Lord Krishna and is thus in the transcendental stage. He is above the influence of the three moods of material nature. It is a misconception of the impersonalist that one can worship any imaginary form of the Lord or Brahman and at the end of March in the Brahman or Supreme Lord is also liberation. As explained in the previous verse, ekatva is also liberation. But that sort of liberation is never expected by any devotees, for qualitative oneness is immediately attained as soon as one situated in devotional service. For a devotee, that qualitative equality, which is the result of impersonal liberation, is already attained. He does not have to try for this separately. It is clearly stated here that simply by pure devotional service one becomes qualitatively as good as the Lord Himself. That's the end of purport. Saeva bhakti yogakyam attantika udahritah jinati vrajya trigunam madbhavaya upapaddate. By attaining the highest platform of the devotional service, as I have explained, one can overcome the influence of the three moods of material nature and be situated in the transcendental stage as is the Lord. This chapter called Explanation of Devotional Service. As we have heard, the three types of devotional service, Lord Kapila explained, Rajaguna Bhakti, Tamaguna Bhakti and Sataguna, that symptom of the bhaktis, Tamaguna Bhaktis and Rajaguna and Sataguna. Finally, Lord explained Nirguna Bhakti. So, devotees, how to overcome of the gunas and become situated to Nirguna Bhakti. It is explained in the previous verses, Madguna Sati Matrena Mahi Sarva Guhasaya. The devotee is just attending the Sravana Kirtan by hearing the glorification of the Lord he gradually overcoming those gunas, rajaguna, tamaguna, sattaguna, then finally he can situate it, the nirguna, guna. So guna bhakti, three guns, is explained in Bhagavad Gita. There's one full chapter, 14 chapter. Modes of material nature. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter 14 verse. Lord says, Trayguna na harder, Trayguna na na. Daivesa gunamai mamamaya durattaya. Mamamaya, my external energy, maya, is very strong. Nobody can overcome it. But, same verse, the next line, he explained, Lord says, then, māme vaje prapadyante. The devotee is surrendered unto me. He can easily overcome from three modes of material nature. Just surrender. That's why the beginning of the explanation by Lord Kapila. He started teachings from chapter 25th, third canto 25th, from 25th to 33 verse, 33 chapters, the whole explanation of the devotional service. Actually, people say that it is Sankhya philosophy, but actually it is devotional service, completely devotional service. He started instruction from 25th chapter, 20 slokas. Lord says, whatever attachment we have, material attachment, prasangam, ajaram, pasam, kavayo, atmanam, vidu. Whatever attachment we have, material attachment, family attachment, social attachment, it is pasam, it is binding up, you know. Same attachment, if we apply to sadhu, sayeva sadhusukrita makhadara apabritam. Same attachment, if we apply to sadhu, it is become a liberation, makhadara apabritam. Opens the door of liberation. Dar, gate. The same attachment. No need to tag. No. Everything, whatever you have, you just engage to devotional service. Lord says, Jat korosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, jadasi, jat. Dat tapasasi kaunteho tat kurusa mad arpanam. Whatever you have, whatever you are going to Jat Korasa, whatever you are doing, anything, whatever going to penance or austerity, whatever you are going to RC, whatever going to charity, everything, he just come to me. Gradually I can make you overcome from material nature. Pasangam ajaram pasam kavayo atmanam. Pasangam ajaram pasam. Ajaram pasam means the entanglement of the greatest entanglement, rope, like binding up, this asakti, attachment. But same attachment if you apply to sadhu. So what kind of sadhu? The next verse, Lord Kapila says, Tidhikhasya karunika suhida sarva dehinam ajata satrava santa sadhava sadhu bhusana. Who is called sadhu? Sadhu lakshanam, symptom of the sadhus. Two symptoms are explained by Lord Kapila. One is external, one is internal. The external symptoms, the quality, what is that? He said, titikas. Titikas means tolerant. Sadhu should be tolerant. The general people may not be, but sadhu must be tolerant. The people are criticizing. If you don't disturb anybody, but people's nature is that, disturb you. That is the nature. That's why sadhu must be a tolerated. Tolerance. That's why चैतन्य महाप्रभु से तीनादोपी सुनिजन तरोपी सहिष्णु सहिष्णु मीन तरोपी टोरर देन दैट ट्री कारुणिका मीन्स करुणा वेरी मर्सीफुल करुणा ही इज ऑलवेज बी रेडी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वॉट एवर ऑब्स्टेकल दे हैव ही डोंट केयर ही शुड बी डिस्ट्रीब्यूट द मूड इज देयर तिथि का कारण सहित सर्वदेहिना सहित व्हाट द सहित मीन्स सहित सर्वदेहिना Srihit, what the means of Srihit? Friendship to all. Not human society, all kinds of the living entities. Srihita Sarvadehina. Sarvadehi means all kinds of living entities. Sometimes people, there's a friendship with a human pieces of life, but Lord Kapila says, you cannot cut it anybody for your sense enjoyment. No, you cannot take any meat or any fish. That is called Srihita Sarvadehina. This is such as external qualities, a symptom. Adhata Satrava Sadhava Sadhavusana. He has no any enemy. That is a great quality. We have any enemy or we have all friendship. अजात शत्रव असंत अजात शत्रव युधिष्ठिर महाराज ही हैड नो एनी एनिमी ऑल्दो दुर्योधन इज एनिमी दुर्योधन वाज एनिमी बट युधिष्ठिर महाराज ही वाज नॉट कंसिडरिंग एनी एनिमी दुर्योधन इज माई ब्रदर यू कैन सी इन भागवत इन महाभारत ही हैड थ्री अश्वमेध यज्ञ So all Asamesh Jagga is a huge, need huge fund. So whole fund. So who was the treasurer? In Yudhishthira Maharaj Asamesh Jagga, Duryodhana. Do you know that? No. He was not considering Duryodhana in my enemy. No. He is Adhata Satrava. He was considering Duryodhana is my own brother. Rashtriya Jagga. You can see that. This is called Ajata Satra. He was not considering any enemy or any Satra. No. Then this is called external symptoms. Then internal symptoms. मई अनन्येन भावेन भक्तिं कुर्वन्ति जे दृढ़म दृढ़म मीन्स स्ट्रांग डिवोशनल सर्विस अनन्येन भावेन साजे साधु एंगेज इन स्टंट डिवोशनल सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड विदाउट डिविएशन अनन्येन भावेन मत्कृते तक्त कर्माणि For the sake of the Lord, renounces all the other connections, relatives and other things, he can leave. The sake of the Lord. Such as family relationship, friendly acquaintances within the world, any connection, he can cut it. We are staying in Bahrain. We are doing devotional service very nicely. If you go back in your area or house or village, there is not so much devotional service. Although India, there is two things is there. One is relatives, other is politics. Politics and relatives, both are same. Politics and relatives. That's a Lord says, without deviation, Sant devotional service you can do, perform here, because here is good Sangha. Here is only business, do your duty and do your bhajan, nothing else. But in our personal area, it is very difficult to do that devotional service. People can criticize you, people can hanging you. Oh, you are doing so much bad things, this thing, why not you are taking fish or meat? All that time is harassing you, harassing you. Is it not? Right. That's why he said, Matkriti Takta Karmani. How to leave that, all your relation and connection? Then says, Lord says, Madasvaya Kathamista Srinanti Kathayanchita Kathayanti and Srinanti. Devotees want things they are doing every day, Srinanti, Sravana and Kirtana. By hearing and chanting, how much taste he is tasting, how much taste he is receiving, then other connection, other stress they can leave easily. That's why devotees one duty you should do every day, chanting and hearing nicely. Nicely. Tapanti vivida tapa. Then easily he can cut all the connections. It is possible to do. Tayete sadhavasanti. Then Lord says finally, Satang, this is a very nice verse. Satang prasangat mamavirja sangvido bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha tadjasanadasu apavarga vartmani sadharati vibhakti anukramisati. My dear mother, in the association of the pure devotee, you should do association. You should search always how to do sadhusanga. Sadhusanga is very powerful. You can overcome all the three gunas, all the attachment. You can come situation in the transcendental position. Satang pasanga. You should do sadhusanga. What is the means of sadhusanga? Sadhu Sangha means you should sit with sadhu, we should sleep with sadhu, like that. That's the sadhu Sangha means. What are the means of sadhu Sangha? Hearing from sadhu. Hearing from sadhu. Satang pasanga, hearing from sadhu. What kind of topic you can hear from sadhu? What kind of topic? Mama vir sangveda. My katha. My transcendental pastimes. You can hear from sadhu. You can say, we can buy Bhagavatam, can read every day in my home. What can be like what you can go to take sadhu sangha, so much trouble you should do that. Why? You just bring Bhagavatam and read every day. Lord Kapila says, no. You should hear my pastimes, my lila katha from sadhu. One time I heard from my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj, he says that rifle and rifle ka guli, kya bolte guli? Bullet. You can go to rifle shop and you can charge the bullet, nothing happened. But that bullet, if you set your rifle and can saw you, then would it become a pair or not? Careful or not? That type of katha is there in Bhagavatam, in Shastra, like a bullet. But that bullet cannot work if you read personally. That bullet is set to sadhu, then from sadhu's mouth is coming, then it touches your heart. That is called sadhu sangha. Satang prasangat mama virja sangveda. Mama virjavati katha. Mama. My transcendental, my powerful person, pastimes, you can hear. Bhavanti hit karana rasayana katha. If you hear regularly from sadhus, my pastimes, my powerful pastimes, then hit karana rasayana. You can fully satisfied by hit and karna. Your karna, now our stage is, we are satisfied by jiva, tongue. We are taking prasad, oh, this is nice prasad. But sadhu symptom is always satisfied by hearing Krishna Katha. Karna and hira, heart, you can full of blissful by hearing Krishna Katha. Tad jasanat asu apavarga vartmani. Then what happened there after hearing Krishna Katha? Asu apavarga vartmani. Then you can advance in your Krishna consciousness life and remove all the gunas, rajagunas, tamagunas, and gradually tada rajo tamo bhava kama lobha dayasade. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, tada rajo tamo, rajo and tamagun, tada rajo tamo bhava kama lobha dayasade, and kama lobha last desire, so many material attachment gradually remove. Sadha bhakti rati anukrama, then become a sadha, then rati, then bhakti, become manifestors bhakti. This is verse by verse connection, one by one, nicely explained by devotional service, on devotional service by Lord Kapila. That's why our only duty is that here Bhagavatam class every day. Not only Friday, every day. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Jada Jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijama. Lord says, I myself appeared million after million. Millennium after millennium, I am appearing here. In Satyajuga, he appeared many forms, like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha Dev. Then Treta Yuga, he appears as a Rama. And Dapar Yuga, Krishna Balaram. Then Kali Yuga? No. Kali Yuga Lord appears in three phases. One is Nam. Jai Nam, Sai Krishna, Bhajanishtha Kari. Nam and Lord Krishna himself is the same. Non-difference. Jai Nam Sai Krishna. Nam and Krishna is non-different. Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Sakti Statrarpita. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whatever Lord's energy, full of energy is put in Nam. Sarva Sakti Statrarpita, Nam. But we receive the same Nam. In our Hindu culture, that every, what is it called, dharma sangstha, whatever sangha, they are separate nama they are chanting, no? Different name, different society, different name. But you should be very clever. So what is the pure nama? We can see in our material life, who should be anything you can buy from market, brand company, branded company, you know? Mobile is Samsung company, you heard that? Samsung, Sony or something, branded company. So which branded company's name we can send? This is also explained in our previous acharya, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, his song, he says, Gaur Marka Kara Sai Hari Nam Rasevara. Marka means branded. Which branded name you can send? Gaur branded. Branded. Gaur Marka Kara. No other names you can. Many names they are sending. In our Bengal I have seen many names. I don't know other parts of the India. But many names. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says no. You should be chanted the branded company's name. Which brand? Gaur Marka, Harinam. Gaur je sikhalo naam, sei naam gao, arsam naam mahatta, sei name pao. Whatever taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that particular name you should chant. that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is the name. In Bhagavatam says, Kalau Dose Nide Rajan Asti Eka Mahadguna. In Kali Yuga, everything is polluted. Everything. Whatever we eat, whatever you use, everything. In our waters, one young boy, he can love one lady, one girl, but there is also the boy and girl, both are. They have no full faith. They are also saying that you should sign your paper, then I can marry you. They know that. Because water also not pure. Everything is unpure, polluted. Polluted everything. But asti eka mahadguna. One thing is not polluted. Heard that? Harinam. Everything polluted, everything. One man, he has so much disturbance in his family life. He decided to commit suicide. Fully decided. Today, tonight, I will going to die, make a suicide. He went to market, bought the poison. Poison. Is there no poison? Whatever I use for farmer. Poison. And he took. But 2-3 times is vomiting, then he fully escaped. Because poison is also full of polluted. Not pure, not organic. The people are using organic. Then he decided, okay, next day I can buy the rope and hang. He bought. And next day night he started to hang, but rope cut it. Because rope also polluted, not pure. Then finally he decided to commit suicide, lay down on the railroad, you know, rail track. He lays down completely, hours and hours, no train is coming, because 10 timetable is also impure. Then late. This is the situation in our position, Kali Yuga. All are impure, all are impure. But Naam, only name, Harinam, it is not polluted, because it is not producted by India or Bahrain or Bangladesh. It is imported from Golok Vrindavan. That is a pure, completely pure Naam. So we are so fortunate that Naam we receive from Guru Parampara. Like that? But it should be chanted nicely. So one, Lord is 3 phases in Kali Yuga appear. One is Naam. This is called Nama Brahma. The second incarnation in Kali Yuga, Lord, is Sabda Brahma Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is also not indifferent from Lord Krishna. Few years ago, we are excellent here. Bhagavatam Mahatmya. In Padma Purana said, the 12th cantos, no? Whole Bhagavatam, that of Skandha, 12th canto. So every canto is compared to the Lord's limbs of the body. Padau, Jodiyau, Prathama, Dityau. The first canto and second canto compare is Lord's lotus feet. And Titiya Turjo Kotito Jat Uru Thai, both thighs compare in Bhagavatam, third canto and fourth canto. Navisata Panchamayeva Sasto Navel is compared as a fifth canto. You can see, those who are reading Bhagavatam, you can see Lord's navel This appeared Brahma, this lotus flower, all the lotus flowers is there. External is this divided is 14 planets. So all the description you can see in fifth canto. Fifth canto is a Sarga Visarga Sthanam. In Bhagavatam, 10th subject matters are there. Sarga Visarga Sthanam Pasanam Sthanam. The places of the all the creation or created things, the place, the proper places. This is the explanation in sixth canto. And Shastras, sixth canto, that's heart. And seventh and eighth, both arms, bahu. Kanthastu Rajan Navama Jadiya. Kantha. It is explained in ninth canto. And Mukharavindam Dasama Papulam. Smiling face, Lord smiling face, explained in tenth canto. Then 11th canto is the forehead, and the other 12th canto is the helmet, and hair, and peacock feather, everything. It's the full body of Lord Krishna, Bhagavatam said. If you place Bhagavatam said in your house, Lord says, Lord Narayan says to Brahma, oh my dear son Brahma, who's ever keeping Bhagavatam said in his house? I personally telling you, I personally residing in his home with Lakshmi Devi. So I think everybody is collected Srimad Bhagavatam says by Srila Prabhupada. Hai na, ghar mein sabka? Bhagavatam hai ki nahi? Lord says, I am staying personally with taking all our associates like Sukadev Goswami, Pallad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Pancha Pandav, with Lakshmi Devi, I am residing in his home. People, general people worshipping demigods, you know. Devi Deva, they are pujing, they are worshipping. But wherever Bhagavatam says is there, demigods are worshipping that houses because Lakshmi Narayan is staying there. So much so. That's why you should keep Bhagavatam said. And every day you can worship. If you can read every day and hear from Bhagavatam, but if you have done time, sufficient time, just worship. As you worship your altar, Jagannath, Radha Krishna, same you can worship to Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Lord Himself, in Bhagavatam said, the two figures, Bhagavatam and Nam. First, Lord Incarnation, Lord Avatar, Nam. Nam Brahma. And second is Sabda Brahma. Third incarnation, Daru Brahma Jagannath. Three Brahma. Nam Brahma, Sabda Brahma and Daru Brahma. Daru means wooden. Daru Brahma, Jagannath. Because Lord was thinking that Kali Yuga people so much fallen. You don't have to go to so much penance and austerity. Do tapasa, this just chant Harinam. But we have so much fallen. We have no interest to chant. Although we are chanting, although you are dancing, we are chanting. We are chanting mala and talking others. You know? We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. How are you, Prabhuji? Ram 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 Hare Hare. You're good? Ram 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 Ram. We are chanting and same time we are talking. Or chanting, we are same time we are using mobile phone. Right or no? We are chanting. Same time we are using mobile. Hare Krishna, Mataji, Hare Krishna. How are you? Ram 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 Ram. The so much we are advanced, our exercise we did, as soon as enter my hands in bin bag, started chanting, you know. It's running. But same time we are talking, we are watching TV, we are reading. We have no interest so much. That's why we have no interest to chant. We have no so much interest to read Bhagavatam every day. Right? But Lord so much merciful, He became Lord Jagannath, manifested in front of us. How? He bought Mahaprasad. If we place in front of you nice palatable prasadam plate, so that time, so you will start take prasadam, or you are going to mobile to anybody or send or sleeping, what kind of, you can do that, what? Only prasad. That's why Lord brought prasadam from Golok Vrindavan. He just take prasad and three shelters in Kali Yuga. Nam Brahma, Sabda Brahma and Daru Brahma. Within three shelters, Srila Prabhupada gave us three shelters. He gave Jagannath, He gave Bhagavatam, and He gave pure Nam. Within three Nams, you should be liberated in this life. Otherwise, great loss. Great loss. That's why we are so much grateful to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. The three shelters, three pure things we have received from them. We are so much fortunate. That's why it says in Bhagavatam, Kali Yuga is like sarna, golden age. That type of facility in other yuga you can have. You just take shelter, three things, Nama, Bhagavatam and Jagannath. Then gradually we can overcome the three gunas, whatever sloka, whatever verses we have today. Sayava Atma Yoga Khyam. This is very nice. Which verse? 29:14. Sayava Bhakti Yoga Khyam Attantika Udharita. Attantika. Janati Vrajya Trigona. Vrajya, Janati Vrajya. You can overcome from Trigonas. Can gradually, hearing Bhagavatam class, chanting nicely every day and taking Mahaprasadam. The three Mahaprasad, Bhagavatam and Harinam. It is completely Gunamukta. If you take shelter Gunamukta, then you can become a Gunamukta also. You can gradually overcome three Gunas. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Pramanande. Any comments and questions? You have time there? Time is there? 5 minutes. Okay, if anybody has any questions and comments. Siddhar Gada Pubu. Loudly. Suddhana. You are chanting Suddhana. We are also so much fortunate. We came here earning money, no? Right? We came from India or Bangladesh for earning money. But same time we are getting money and Harinam also, honey. Money and honey. You can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, one man is one Brahmana, Jivan Chakravarti. He was a follower of Shiva Bhakta. His worshipable deity is Shiva. Lord Shiva was so much pleased to his. Then he says, my dear devotees, You can come to my abode, Kashi Dham. You can worship there. Then he came to Kashi. Then again, Kashi Vishwanath appeared in his dream. So Kashi Vishwanath says, my dear devotees, I realized you are so poor. You need some money. You can go to Vrindavan and meet Sanatan Goswami. He has a lot of money. He can give you money. That people go to, went to Vrindavan and met Sanatan Goswami. As soon as see Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami is so poor. He has no proper cloth. So he thought, how can give money that man? He is poor. But Shiva sent me. That's why he has, Shiva has some power that he can give money. Then he asked, my dear Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, my Lord is Shiva. Shiva has sent to you, give some, can receive some money from you. Sanatan Goswami says, I was the Prime Minister. That time whoever comes to me, I fulfilled all the desire. But now I am Goswami Baba. I have nothing. How to give you something? Then he realized, Shiva sent to me, you know, something, some kala is there, some art is there. He realized, okay, you can go to the garbage pot. There is some stone, you can take it. Which stone? Tush stone. Parasmani. Tush stone. Then he took it. And very happily he went back. But Shiva realized, I have sent to him to get Harina, but that fellow just taking shastra and going back. Then Shiva appeared as a small boy in front of him, that Brahmana. Then Shiva said, oh my dear Brahmana, you are so much happy. How come that happy? Then he said, you don't know. I received a star stone from Sanatana Goswami. Oh, nicely. What is that star stone? Shiva is asking. What is star stone? Then Brahmana says, you are a small boy. He cannot understand the star stone. That is power, star stone. If you touch any iron, iron transferred to gold. Then Shiva says, Shiva is a small boy. No? Shiva is a small boy. Shiva said, oh, so you are very rich man now. I say, yes, I am very rich. But one thing you can say, the star stone, you can get from Almaria or any Sinduka or where? Well, from garbage pot. That means that Baba Sanatana Goswami cheat you. Cheat you. That means, what is the means of cheat you? Because if Tarstone is very valuable, why is it fell down in the garbage pot? The valuable things, you should be keep it within locker, you know. That means Sanatana Goswami has so much thing. That's why star stone is very dirty things. You can go back to Sanatana Goswami. You can receive this valuable thing. It is not valuable thing. Then Sanatana Goswami gave Harinam. He just throw it in Jamuna and come back. Then I can give you some that valuable things. Harinam. We got Harinam. The Harinam, how to chant nicely? How to chant? At least 600 rounds, we can chant nicely. Morning japa is very nice. Whatever you have, your duty, you should make a routine. At least 2 hours or 1.5 hours or 1 and 45 minutes, like that. 45 minutes or 2 hours, we can chant by your, according our own routine. Morning or evening or noon, quietly you can sit down and sitting japa. Sit nicely, proper sitting position, and then chant in front of Tulasi or altar. You can chant nicely. And at least switch off your mobile. This is very disturbance. As soon as you start chanting, so our mind is disturbing you. You cannot chant. You have so much duty to go there. You have to go to market, you have to go to phone call to him, that, this thing, he can disturb you always. Sometimes he can disturb you. Hey, so much you are sitting 1 hour, you are not feeling back pain, why are you sitting there? You can come up, stand up. Then you can stand up. Not stand up here, you can go out, you can see the material nature, then your mind is disturbed. You should chastise your mind first. And chant nicely. According to your routine, those who have job 10 o'clock, you can finish your chanting morning. That's okay. But Mataji, they have so much duty to cook morning, the children going to study in school, and the husband going to job, they have come. They have so much duty to cook in morning. Then after going children, after going husband to job, then you can start chant. Nicely. 2 hours at least keep in your schedule routine for chanting nicely. That is the power of Nam. If you receive, chanting means we are praying to Lord Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna and Rama. We are praying, we are calling. Then Radha Krishna is in front of you, we have. Our in front is standing Radha Krishna. But we are neglecting. We are talking others. We are attending phone call. That's why you can chant nicely by your sadhana, by your what is it called? You can make your own routine and make a sankalpa. I have to chant nicely. Make a sankalpa, bhav. We received and we promised to Guru Maharaj. We have to chant nicely every day. Some people say, some devotees say, the 90% fruitful comes from Nama. You can make an advancement. And nowadays, we are forcing to people, chant nicely. In our society, those who are staying in ashrama, like brahmachari, sannyasis, we are pushing also. Up to 9 o'clock, we have to do sadhana strongly. Before 10, 15 years, before that type of situation, didn't have in ISKCON. You can see that? Just finish your Mangala Arati and go out collecting money, doing preaching, this, that. But nowadays, society and GVC and our management is pushing. Chant nicely. Although you are congregational member, although you are in brahmachari, chant nicely. And read Bhagavatam every day. And taking prasadam only. And do sadhu sangha. Most main thing is the sadhu sangha. All are sadhus, but he cannot go to sangha to everybody. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Bhagavata, in Rupa Goswami Pada, nectar of instruction. The nectar of instruction, only 11 verses are there, no? 11 verses. First is 6 beggar, 6 beggar. Then, 6 dasa, 6 dasa, 6 beggar, 6 dasa. Then, 6 guna. And then, say satsanga. 6 sanghas. Then, fifth verse, Rupa Goswami Pada explains. The 6 sanghas, how to do that? Which kind of devotees you can going to do sangha? The 3 kinds of devotees. Kisneti jasa manasa adriyat. Those who are neophyte devotees use respect from distance. Just manasa adriyat. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji. Just respect like that. Then middle class of devotees. Madhyam adhikari. Diksasti chet pranati bhishta bhajantam isam. after taking initiation. Initiation means second initiation. Then he started worshipping, deity worship. That type of devotee is Madhyamadhikari Bhakta. You just respect by doing Dandavat Pranam. First, respect the folding hand, Hare Krishna Prabhu Mantra. And middle class Madhyamadhikari Bhakta, what kind of respect can give you? Dandavat Pranam. Then top class or Uttamadhikari Bhakta. Nindadishana Hidam Ishita Sangalabda. And Bhajana Vigya Mananda Manya. This very exalted devotee, very senior. And Bhajana Vigya, he is very deep, he is doing deep devotional service. And Nindadishana, he is not criticizing anybody. Nindadishana, this is the first class devotee. And you can do Sangha to him. With him only, no neophyte, no Madhyamadhikari Bhakta. If you do Sangha Uttamadhikari Bhakta, gradually you can coming all the devotional symptoms coming up in your life. But we are not doing Sangha, we are not doing Sangha. We are doing Sangha our level. Like? But we are not doing Sangha Uttamadhikari Bhakta. You should search who is Uttamadhikari, who is Madhyamadhikari, who is Kanishtha Adhikari. We can respect everybody, but different types of respect. Only respect folding hand Hare Krishna, and Madhyamadhikari Dandavat, and Uttamadhikari Sangha. You can go to him and ask him devotional service, any topic, and listen from him. That is the Sangha. If you do that, then you can go gradually. You can overcome from gunas and you can be situated on the transcendental position. Sangha is the main Sangha. That is the Kapil Dev taught to his mother, Devavati. That is the Sangha. So we are hearing from that person, third canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Okay, Prabhuji? Hare Krishna. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम